Up next will be Colorado coach Tad Boyle, and the Buffs are home this weekend, taking on Arizona on Thursday and Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering if you could kind of recap what's gone well for you guys the last few weeks. It seems like you've been on quite a roll lately.
Yeah, I don't know if we've been on a roll. We've finished games pretty well the last few weeks, and I think down the stretch, if you look at the last few 4 to 6 minutes of every ball game that we've played, we've played pretty well on both sides of the ball. So I think finishing is the biggest thing that we've done here lately. And again, we dug ourselves such a hole against Utah in that second half, down 22, but we made an unbelievable comeback, but there just wasn't enough time left. But if I had to point to one thing, Bruce, it'd be finishing games that we've done pretty well.
Is it a matter, too, are guys any more settled in some of their roles, or have you made any tweaks since we last saw you here a month ago?
No, we're a different team. I think we're a better team than we were, you know, when we came down to Tucson in early January. But I do think, you know, every team, you know, roles as the season progresses, I think roles get a little bit more defined. You know, we still, in terms of our substitutions off the bench, based on matchups, based on how well certain guys are playing certain nights and foul trouble that might cause for different combinations at times. But for the most part, I think our roles are pretty well defined. You know, we've got six guys who play a lot, and then, you know, some reserves who come in, and when they give us quality minutes off the bench like they did against Oregon at Oregon, makes us a pretty good team in this league.
Yeah, I think you've said this, but that it wasn't too big a deal, but I was wondering, looking back, the game here and the way it played out, did you feel like it had any kind of effect looking back on it, that you guys had a week or two to shake that off, or was that overplayed?
I think it's overplayed. I mean, yeah, obviously if you look at our record after that game, everybody's going to point to the fact that we had a hangover because we started the league race 1-4. You know, we lost Arizona State after the Arizona game. Then we came home and we beat USC and we lost to UCLA. So we start out 1-4 and everybody points to the Arizona loss as a hangover. And whether it was or wasn't, I don't think it was. But whether it was or wasn't really doesn't matter. What matters is we have put it behind us. We have rebounded from it. We've moved forward and we're playing pretty well right now. So, but as we know, that can change. That can change pretty quickly.
Great. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Reed Forgrave, FoxSports.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Reed.
I know you guys lost a pretty close one to UCLA last month. I'm curious how you would kind of diagnose this UCLA team, their kind of up and down season, whether it's all youth or if there's something else we should be looking at.
I think everything is youth and expectation level. I think when you have youth and you have high expectations, it's a recipe for disappointment. And they're extremely talented. We all know that. But, you know, you forget that those guys are all pretty much going through their first, you know, other than the Ware twins and Larry Drew, you know, but Shabazz and Adams and those guys, they're going through their first college season. There's going to be ups and downs. I mean, we see it with our freshmen. Everybody sees Arizona sees it with their freshmen. But when you've got some seniors that have a calming influence, it really helps. But you know, UCLA doesn't have that luxury right now. They're playing so much youth. I think a lot of it has to do with that.
Cool. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Zach Rosenblatt, Baby Wildcat.
Hi, how's it going, Coach? 1710, the only senior on your guys' roster. So, can you just tell me a little about what he brings to the table as a leader and as a role player on your squad?
Yeah, he brings tremendous energy, and Sabatino's a guy that can just make things happen on the floor. He can, he's really worked on his jump shot since he got to campus, and he transferred from Denver University and was not a great shooter when he got here, and he's made himself into a very respectable 3-point shooter. He can put the ball on the floor. He can make plays at the rim. He's a very good passer and can really make things happen when he gets the ball in the lane. So, but the biggest thing that Sabatino brings to our team is energy on defense and on offense. He's a good perimeter defender and gives you everything he's got. And I think from a leadership standpoint, I think the guys really look to him and respect him for his work ethic on the floor, off the floor, and being our only senior, we're trying to play for him and make it the best year we can make it for Sabatino as we send him out.
And against Arizona, he had probably the best game of his college career. Can you just talk a little about his performance there and where that came from, I guess?
Yeah, he was big, and again, I think Sabatino's had some very good performances since then, and that was kind of a breakout game for him in terms of shooting the ball. And again, that's when you've got a guy who's not been a big scorer or a great shooter, and you've seen them in practice show those capabilities, you're waiting for that game where they break out. And they make some shots, multiple shots, at big times against a quality opponent. And for Sabatino, it was the Arizona game that was his breakout game. And so it gave him a lot of confidence and gave us a lot of confidence in him to take those shots when he's open and be aggressive.
And how much confidence do you have in him taking the final shot of the game like he did?
I do. As long as he's open, and we were kind of rushed on that one. We didn't get into it as quickly as we needed to. But I've got a confidence in a lot of our guys shooting the ball. Sabatino's one of them. Obviously, Askia Booker, who his numbers aren't great, but he's a terrific shooter. Spencer Dinwiddie obviously showed the other night against Oregon State he can shoot the ball. Andre Robertson can make threes. We got a lot of guys. Xavier Johnson can shoot. We got a lot of guys in this team that can. That can put the ball in the basket. We just have to be more consistent in doing it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Your next question comes from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, just following up on that, actually, I was curious, maybe it's silly, but that one shot that Sabatino took that became so controversial and everybody in the country saw it, did that do anything for him confidence-wise one way or another or anything?
Well, Bruce, I don't know if it was that shot. But, I rewatched that game again last night, and, he made some other big shots in the second half, threes from the wing, one from the corner that were big shots for him and timely for our team. So I think those shots probably gave him the confidence on that last one more than the last one had an effect on the rest of them. So, again, he's a good, capable 3-point shooter when he's open, but the last shot, it is what it is, and we've moved on from that one.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, here's a guy who is kind of a role player, has been for you, and maybe not that well known, and all of a sudden everybody knows his name because of what happened.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the way, in the world of our media coverage and college basketball now. And how scrutinized our sport is when things like that happen, a game like that occurs, and you get a relatively unknown guy. He became kind of a household name pretty quickly.
Okay, thanks again.
You bet.
We have time for one more question.
Your final question comes from Todd Dibas, Tacoma News Tribune.
Hey, Coach. There is some rumbling starting to come up that the conference may tweak the schedule next year. Have you heard that, and do you think that it's necessary, and what have you thought of kind of the sometimes odd scheduling that's occurred this season?
No, I have not heard that, number one. Number two, I think the conference has done a great job. Given a 12-team league and given the fact that we're going to play 18 games, I don't see there's any other way that the conference can schedule than what they've done. I think the pod system that they went to makes a lot of sense. I think for a 12-team league, we probably get more of a true champion than maybe they do in the Big 12 or the SEC. I've been in both those leagues, and I think, you know, when you only play six teams just one time, it at least for even more imbalance in the schedule and more inequities. So I like the way it is. There's going to be some years where you're going to have an advantage and some years where you have a disadvantage based on the powers in the league and the strength of the teams in the league. But over the course of time, over a course of a 6, 8, 10-year period of time, it evens out. And I like what they've done, and I hope they don't change it. If they do, I'd like to know the reasons why.
So the randomness of Wednesday, Saturday, and Thursday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday, and those fluctuations don't bother you?
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly they bother you. It's hard. There's no question. But again, that comes as a result of TV. I don't know if there's anything the league can do about that. From my understanding, the way it's been explained to me is, hey, one of the reasons our schools are getting the payouts that we're getting is because of TV. And so, you know, unless you want to send that check back, you got to live with the discomfort. But I think in terms of now, maybe there's some schools and some teams that I'm unaware of that feel like they're really getting the short end of the stick. But I think we all there's give and take, I think, throughout the course of the year. And it's just the way it is. It's never going to be perfect. I can promise you that.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it. Tad, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
Okay, Dave. See you now.
All right, see you.